Thank you for tuning in to the TGNA Strategic Plan Magazine. This is a series of four podcasts focusing on TGNA's four thematic areas. They are tax and international financial architecture, tax and investments, tax and natural resource governance, and lastly, tax and equity. In this episode, we will be talking about tax and equality. This is one of the focus areas for TGNA that aims at reducing unfair tax practices through evidence-based research and policy advocacy to build capacity for monitoring fairness and transparency within the tax system, as well as influencing policies on revenue generation. For more, Ishmael Zulu, the tax and equity lead at TGNA, shares more. My name is Fiona Muthoni Naringwa. Ishmael, thank you so much for making time to speak to us today. The conversation with you will be on fair and equitable taxation. Start by just giving us an overview. Are there taxation practices within the African continent? Are they fair? Are they equitable? Should they be? And how can they be?
All right. Thank you so much. So when we're looking at conversations of equity, what has happened over the last few years, especially with the onset of COVID-19, what we're seeing is the clear lack of equity, one, at a global level. When you look at it at a global level, you look at a comparison between the global north countries. So these are the G20 countries, these are the countries that we refer to as the West, the richer countries, for lack of a better term. You look at their responses to COVID-19, the amount of money that they had available, the amount of money that they were able to borrow to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic in comparison to the global South countries who had very limited fiscal capacity to meaningfully respond to the pandemic. There is clear lines that are drawn between the global North and then the global South. And when you break it down to regional level within the African continent itself, at national levels, we have seen a rise in inequality. A UN paper shows that 10 out of the 19 most unequal countries are found in Africa, on the African continent. This shows that within African countries itself, there's a big gap between the rich and the poor. Now, one of the core functions of taxation is to redistribute income, to tax those that have money, then get those resources and provide public services for those that do not have the money to access some of these public resources, such as education, such as healthcare, such as social protection, those that are not able to protect themselves during situations like the COVID-19 pandemic, that do not have the fiscal capacity to provide for themselves and their families during such economic trying times. So now, because taxation is not playing its role in redistributing, we see that there is a fault there, and countries must strive to ensure that through taxation, taxation is able to play its redistributive function of taking resources from those that are able to pay taxes, and then taking these resources and providing public services and social protection services to those that are not able to fend for themselves.
Ishmael, you said you've stated that there is clearly lack of equity when you're looking at the developed as well as the developing economies. We have the data. We know where the gaps are. So what is really limiting African countries from leveling the playing field? What tools should be leveraged?
You know, at a global level, now you look at influencing the tax agenda at a global level. Many of the times when it comes to global conversations around taxations, developing nations are left from the table. They are not able to meaningfully contribute to tax reforms at a global level that would benefit the developing countries. And this is why part of our work at TGNA, we are calling for a UN tax convention, a UN tax body where we'll have equal footing, where developing countries are able to contribute to conversations around tax reforms, conversations around tax reforms that will benefit developing countries, so that they're able to meaningfully contribute and speak on behalf of the poor and the vulnerable and the marginalized communities, so that with reforms in the global tax architecture, our views and needs are represented.
I mean, if you could just break down for us how important it is to really have a fair and equitable taxation policies, what could the African countries be benefiting, or what are they currently missing out on?
You see, when you look at the policies that we have in place on the African continent that speak directly towards equity, issues around inequality, you know, we have, for example, conventions such as the Maputo Declaration, which specifies that government should spend a minimum of 10% on the agriculture sector, which is a significant proportion of employees within the African continent are found. You look at declarations such as the Abuja Declaration, which specifies that not less than 15% of the total budget should go towards health. What we see is that some countries have tried to meet some of these policies and objectives that have been set at a regional level, but then the challenge comes in with the limitations in being able to adequately tax the continent. Now, there's a saying that goes 15% of a cow is different from 15% of a chicken. So if you get 15% of a chicken and you compare it to 15% to a cow, it's significantly different, meaning that 15% of a chicken, you get less. So if a country has a small budget, if they are raising little revenues through taxation, 15% of that little revenue, despite it going to healthcare, it is still a small amount. Whereas if a government, or if countries are able to increase their revenue so that it is the size of a cow, within the context of this example, the amount of money that they would be allocating towards the healthcare, which is that 15% of a cow, it would be much more than it would be 15% of a chicken. Hence, the importance of improving revenue collection and taxation.
Yeah, that is a very interesting example that you have just used. Looking at the work that TGNA does, tax has also been highlighted that it is not only a revenue collection tool. It also has a redistributive and regulatory functions. So what should the focus of the policy thrust be on?
Yeah, I think you've put it right there. Within TGNA, what we say is tax plays four functions. One, of course, there's the obvious one of raising revenue for a country, revenue which a country needs to fund its sustainable development goals, to alleviate poverty. And then secondly, there's the redistributive function now, which brings us to the topic that we're speaking today on inequality, where governments through taxation are taxing those that are able to pay higher amounts of taxes and taking this money down to those that are poor, those that are marginalized, and providing public services for them, such as education, that would allow them to come out of poverty. There's the representation function also of taxation, where you establish a social contract between the governed and the government themselves, where the governed citizens pay their taxes. And because they are paying their taxes, they can hold the government accountable and say, we have paid our taxes, you should provide services. The government should provide services such as roads, such as social protection, education, health, all of these conversations that we're saying. So within TGNA, what we push for is for governments to ensure that they are using taxation in many of the instances where we are able now to provide adequate public services, we're able now to provide and meet the SDGs that have been set as per the UN. And within the context of Africa, we have the Agenda 2063, where we want to alleviate poverty, alleviate things such as inequality. So I think it's highly important that taxation is central to the conversation on how governments can be able to finance many of these development goals. And now this would lead us to a huge area of work that we work on at TGNA around illicit financial flows. So many, many multinational companies that operate within the African context are not paying their fair share of taxes. So when you look at many of the countries within the African continent, you look at many of the sectors within the African continent, such as the mining sectors, you find that these multinational companies are benefiting from things such as incentives, double taxation agreements, and are practicing vices such as transfer pricing, transfer mispricing, base erosion, and profit shifting, and are avoiding, through many of these ways, which we are calling illicit financial flows, are avoiding paying taxes to African governments, limiting the capability to raise resources and provide adequate public services. So central to the conversation around taxation is combating and curbing illicit financial flows, which is one of our main thrusts as an organization at TGNA.
Yeah, I mean, you've said the government is central to the conversation, but we also know it's a two-way street. The citizens also have a role to play. So what is the importance of promoting citizens' participation in tax policy design and implementation?
Yes, so citizens are central to the role, hence the importance now of the social contract. Now, when a citizen understands the services that the government are supposed to provide, they are able to hold the government to account. Many a time, research has shown that when you go through some of these impoverished communities, you ask questions and they would say things like, I didn't know the government is supposed to provide that. They are not aware that some of these are their basic human rights. So through a social contract, when citizens understand that the governments are supposed to provide some of these services, such as basic education, basic access to water, it helps them hold the government to account. And now they get interested in conversations around taxation because they know that they are paying their taxes, be it, even if it's not direct income, such as pay as you earn, but through taxes such as value added tax, excise taxes, you find they are paying taxes to the government. And in some instances, when you factor in illicit financial flows now, you find that some citizens are contributing more in terms of taxes than large multinational companies, which are making millions of dollars and taking these monies out of the continent, limiting the government's capabilities to provide public services. So hence the importance of this social contract where, one, citizens are understanding the role that governments play and are able to hold them to account. And then secondly, governments now should ideally be able to curb some of the vices of illicit financial flows and provide the services that are required within a specified context, within a specified community.
Okay, thank you so much, Ismail, for making time to speak to us. Would you have any last words that you'd like to add? Anything you feel is important to the conversation?
So over the last few years, as I mentioned at the start of the conversation, we have seen growing levels of inequality. Now, we can't fight poverty without fighting inequality. It's important that countries take cognizance of the problem, the growing challenge of inequality, and put in place policies that would see that they are able to raise adequate resources and channel these resources in the right way, so that they're able to fight inequality, which would then in turn lead to decreased levels of poverty on the African continent. As we recover, we've seen many countries have begun recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's highly important that as we are recovering, we're taking cognizance of those people that were adversely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, by the economic slump, and not leaving them behind, but then we're providing safety nets for them, and then we're bringing them along with us in the recovery.
Thank you for listening. Feel free to download the full strategic plan to learn more about the four thematic areas for TGNA. You can also visit our website, taxjusticeafrica.net, and connect with us on Twitter @TaxJusticeAfrica.